красным платком. И, может быть, оно еще вовсе не сдвинулось. Сдвинулся только ты сам. Белый скачок за белым скачком. И за этим белым скачком опять белый скачок. И в этом белом скачке белый скачок. В каждом белом скачке белый скачок. Вот это-то и плохо, что ты не видишь мутное. В мутном-то оно и сидит. Отсюда все и начинается. Треснуло.
Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Het is schitterend en ruim, zo stil vooruit gaan we nu wat niet achterom kijken. Opdat ze niet over de vormen der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Geest niet en wees verheugd, het is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Een kleine scheutje Lux is zo geconcentreerd dat het met gemak zelfs uw grootste afwas schitterend schoon was. Lux is bovendien vriendelijk voor uw handen. Een vrouwenhand is immers niet alleen bedoeld om af te wassen. Wat gebeurt er als een vrouw voor het eerst Pisang Ambon proeft? Dat exotische drankje, zo prachtig groen van kleur. Dat is de stille kracht. Pisang Ambon. Want groen is de kleur van het avontuur.
The revelation. A deadly secret burns. I got 50,000 barrels of cyanide going down there right now.
Protected by the silence of a town living in fear.
Young and dying. People down here don't take the strangers. They do a hard day's work, go to church on Sunday, that's it.
We have a special visit to our community.
Now, an outsider has come into their world.
You really are new here.
Gotta stand out and open the door.
To reveal the danger.
What's this smoke over here in the mountains?
Oh, they've been burning that mountain for 12 and a half years.
Protect the innocent.
You look prettier than a speckled pearl.
That's just what I was gonna say.
And expose the conspiracy.
I made 16 million on this deal. You think I'm giving it back?
One of these days you'll say, the money ain't worth what's gonna do to my people.
You need to be careful about slanking around here.
Somebody don't get hurt.
It's gonna get a little hot around here.
Who are you?
I'm a federal agent.
It has to look like an action. A big action.
The flame of the country girl is over.
go take care of Hannah.
Stepping back.
Come back here and you check.
Do you have any help? Because without it, you could be searching for years.
We don't have years.
I want the mine sealed, and I want Taggart buried inside it.
In a country of rugged beauty, where people live close to the land, Dr. Wesley McLaren has found a home.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, baby.
But even in this peaceful place, there are forces which threaten life.
You know what I'm talking about, man?
Yes, sir!
I'm talking about the CIA!
Yes, sir!
The FBI!
Yes, sir!
Forces which have unleashed a deadly virus.
What do we got? Blood pressure is 240 over 120. Respiration, 30 and shallow.
This guy looks pretty bad, too. How you feel?
Now, he has become the town's only hope.
I need a response team here immediately. Everybody in the mom's suits now.
Daddy? Are those people in white?
But with the crisis spreading...
How long before the people are going to start dying?
1 or 2 days.
With the danger growing...
Do you realize what you've done? You've opened Pandora's box.
Filed a lawsuit. God bless you, in Jesus' name. My name is Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, Dr. Chap, and you're watching TIJN News. On this show, we like to be free thinkers. We report the news, we discern the spirit, and we pray the scriptures in Jesus' name. Are you ready to pray the news with us? Here's our first story. A state legislature in Ohio has now passed child protection laws against transgender recruiting of your children and grandchildren. Ohio Values Voters reports. The Ohio House of Representatives just passed 2 critical bills on 3 major priorities that the Ohio Values Voters had backed. Number one, the SAFE Act, which would save women's sports from transgender men competing in women's sports. That passed the Ohio Senate by a 64-28 vote. And the Parents' Bill of Rights was passed with a 65-29 vote. According to Ohio Values Voters,
Russia, nation in conflict, God's instrument to fulfill end-time prophecy. World War III, will it be fought with conventional armaments or nuclear weaponry? Armageddon, Satan's last attempt to thwart the eternal plan of Almighty God. Russia, World War III, and Armageddon.
Old-fashioned authority. The trouble is that a group where anything goes does not seem to provide good company for the very young. Doctors see a universal danger in use of LSD. They feel that normally rebellious young people may be turned into emotional cripples. At a time when they should be meeting and solving problems of sexuality and personal identity, they deaden their drives with a magic pill which solves nothing. They may never grow up. This pad has been closed since we filmed it. And the diggers complain that others are raided and that they are harassed by the police and misjudged by their elders.
My mom thinks that where I'm living down here, the hippies are a bunch of filthy and sexist people. This is my bag, and I found my place here when I came to this house here and started cooking. I got my own room, and I do my cooking, and I stream and all, and I'm happy.
We found our cat will come in like a hippie, and he's a cop, and I make a stash so that the other cops can come in and bust the pad.
Why would they want to do that?
They don't like it.
Because they don't like it. Because we are doing things.
They're trying to break up the people. They don't like these houses, and they're trying to bust it up.
You see, we're out to change laws to make new society.
The aggressive determination of hippies to start a new society has made its mark upon San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury. Part of the neighborhood is occupied by ordinary people, bewildered by what's going on. Part of it is occupied by a growing population of hippies. There are a lot of for sale signs in Haight-Ashbury. there are a lot more houses being occupied by hippies. The hippies are capable of extremely hard work, even though they tend to approach work as the rest of us do sport. Some of them are very successful. This is the house of a popular local band which plays hard rock music. They call themselves the Grateful Dead.
So you want to be a dentist, which is a common insecurity for many people. A recent 2022 poll of over 2,000 Americans found that nearly two-thirds of people don't like how their smile looks in photos. As a dentist, you have the ability to improve someone's self-confidence in mere hours. If you enjoy working with your hands, dentistry also has plenty of procedures to keep you busy. There are also no life-threatening emergencies within dentistry. Although the work can still be stressful, you don't have to worry about someone's life being in your hands. Lastly, the average dentist earns roughly $189,000 per year. Given that the majority of dentists own their own practice, earning potential has a high ceiling. That being said, if you decide that you no longer want the burdens of running your own practice, there's always the option to work for a DSO as well. While dentistry is an awesome profession, it's not for everyone. To start, there is a large opportunity cost associated with becoming a dentist, albeit smaller than going the physician route. On average, it takes about 8 years after high school to become a dentist in the United States. That's 4 years of college, followed by 4 years of dental school to earn your Doctor of Dental Surgery, DDS, or Doctor of Dental Medicine, DMD. In addition, the average debt per dental school graduate in 2020 was approximately $305,000, with many students having significantly greater loan burdens. For reference, the average medical student graduates with approximately $250,000 in debt. That translates to a higher loan burden and lower average income as a dentist compared to the physician route. Even for high-earning dentists, it can take several years, sometimes even several decades, to repay these student loans. Furthermore, there's been a trend in recent years of decreasing insurance reimbursements and increasing overhead for private practices. As such, running a profitable dental practice in certain higher cost of living areas can feel near impossible. This is perhaps why we're seeing a decrease in the number of dentists who own their practice.
Faith, Soji, who's missing?
Steve.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Steve. Anyone know what's going on?
I heard some other kids say that he was having some trouble at home, or something like that.
What kind of trouble?
Don't know, they didn't say.
I guess we'd better start without him. He'll probably show up soon enough.
So, Uncle Max, are we gonna do what you promised?
Absolutely, Soji. Today, we're going to talk to young people in our city about the dangers of drugs. As you know, using drugs for recreation often makes kids get involved in behaviors they wouldn't otherwise be involved in. Dangerous behaviors, very dangerous.
I've heard about kids our age who actually got sick and died from using drugs. That's so sad. So, what can we do for them?
I'm glad you asked that question, Amara. I've entered a lot of data into TechnoBrain, my very smart computer tablet here, and I think it can give us some ideas. TechnoBrain, are you ready to help?
Ready. Just speak what information you need, and I will provide suggestions.
Great. Oh, and you guys brought your permission slips from your parents allowing you to take part in this project? Yes, you did. Okay, I think we're ready to start. First, we're going to go over to the,
Wait.
What is it, TMB? Is there a problem?
Research has shown that projects of this nature have the best chance for success if they begin with prayer.
Prayer. TNV is right. Everything goes better with prayer. Why don't we all bow our heads right now? Faith and Soji, would you invite God to be with us this morning as we do our work?
The Chamber of Terror. Watch every corner, because this is where the dead become the living. Autopsy, the most unearthly horrors ever performed on the human body.
Don't tell me you get your kids from this stuff. My interest is pretty professional. Are you a doctor?
Pistol at point-blank range, through the throat and upward. For my money, it's a suicide.
You know your corpses, but I know my souls. I confessed this girl only minutes before what you call her suicide.
I don't know anyone more beautiful, and you're trying to destroy her. That's the real crime.
The girl knows more about death than about love. The man teaches her about both. Someone is driving everyone closer and closer to the grave.
Off as a priest for very long, have you?
I am a priest. You hear me? I am a priest.
Suddenly the fear is spreading, and no dead or living body is safe. Murder goes on a slashing rampage that begins and ends in the morgue.
I'm not the one that's crazy. You are.
Neither God nor exorcism can help you now. Where death lives, and it's most terrifying. Autopsy to take apart.
Sometimes humanity has stepped into the crosshairs of a homicidal maniac with a need for revenge. A journey into the dark and endless caverns of a sick and twisted mind. A journey into living hell.
Where are you?
Are you sure that Evelyn is really dead?
Destroy it.
Yes. I'm waiting for you. Look out the window, it's Evelyn.
The night Evelyn came out of the grave. You are beyond temporary fear, everlasting terror. Demons.
How frightening it is to suddenly find that you can see your own murder. No one will believe you.
You have crossed every barrier to reality. You are beyond its limits. And you'll never see it again.
They're coming to get you.
I'm almost certain that someone is after me. Something is after my soul.
But they're the mark of the damned.
Oh, power. She offers herself. Drink this, and you will be free.
They may be your wife, husband, sweetheart.
They're coming to get you.
They may even be your children.
They're coming to get you. They cannot be exorcised.
They're coming to get you.
This is their time.
The Book of Dooms, they foretold their coming.
Mitchell, Johnson, take charge of the girl.
Locked in the grip of the ultimate evil.
There's nothing you can do. It's already happened.
From this house, you...
Exorcism. Where demonic possession lives and evil penetrates the soul.
Who are you?
Hey, Tony. Come around here, Auntie. You don't know you both. Are you going to help me, George? Take me away, please. Remember, Jessica. How beautiful
she was. Sensitive, like a child.
This is my child, mine, do you hear? I'll never let you kill it. I'll kill anyone who tries to take him from me.
I'll kill you.
Mommy!
Inside her, a new life is struggling desperately to compel itself into existence.
Juliana.
The development of the fetus is proceeding with absolutely incredible speed.
Papa, don't leave Ken and me alone again with Mom.
He's back, goddammit, I'm a cop!
Oh, there ain't no...
Wie der Devil ist mit Popau, Lümmel!
Oh, mein Puderchen, mein Schätzchen. Schätzchen, geht es dir gut?
What is the matter with you?
All right, what's going on here?
It was Alan!
Liar!
Liar! You're a liar! I'm deadly! I'm deadly! You want to believe it was her? Why not, Andrew? You see? Don't you see what they're trying to do?
Seeking the ruin of his heart!
No one must attempt to interfere with her pregnancy, you understand? The child must be born.
Where demonic possession lives and grows and grows and...
Gangster sterben, Gangster sterben, Gangsterboss Nummer 1. Helferin wider Willen, es geht um Diamanten. Viele Diamanten. Verdammt viele Diamanten sogar. Diamanten im Werte von 100 Millionen. Auf dem Wege zwischen Johannesburg und Amsterdam schnappt sich eine Gangsterbande den kostbarsten Koffer der Welt, voll von glitzernden Steinen. Dieser größte Raubüberfall des Jahres gelingt nur mit ausgekochten Tricks, mit minutiöser Planarbeit. Ein Riesenabenteuer, gespickt mit Blei.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Lekker eten. Lekker, lekker, lekker eten. Mayonnaise. Elke dag. Die is romig. Die is fris.
Vruchten, limonade, cornflakes, worst.
Ook Gelderse rookworst?
Inderdaad, mevrouw, ook Gelderse rookworst. En thee, crackers en ananas, cacao, brood.
Ook bruin brood?
Zeker, agent, ook bruin brood. Alles is verser, want het krijgt de tijd niet om oud te worden.
Dit is heel lekkere chocolade. U proeft wel, waarom?
Mami! Mam, waar nog één koekje?
Goed, schat. Nee, Jantje, eentje.
Biscuits, wafels en cookies.
Mmm, verrukkelijk.
Slechts weinigen kennen de geheimen van een elektronisch detectiesysteem. Een true motion computer. Een vliegtuig interceptieradar. Een optische klokdaver.
This record is the soundtrack for the four-reel film documentary entitled
The Lower Part of the Woman's Pelvis. As he continues his caresses, he should massage in circular motions the lower part of the woman's pelvis. Careful, the fingernail must be cut as short as possible. At the same time, he should press with his thumb on the woman's perineum, which will enhance the stimulation. This technique can give many women the kind of enjoyment they may have never before experienced. A short rest is recommended before turning to actual intercourse. The loveliest fellatio caresses. Although some women have come to accept the idea that cunnilingus is not dirty, very few females have learned the technique of fellatio well. This dichotomy entails a certain danger which should not be underestimated. Men have of late become conscious of the art of loving. Thus merely satisfying their immediate needs hardly suffices anymore. They also long for the expert partner. If a married man should chance on an outside partner who provides him with the exquisite enjoyment of fellatio, he may probably...
Hey, was soll der Auftrag?
Bitte verlassen Sie alle die Wohnung.
Jeder Leichnam muss durch uns zerstört werden, sonst verwandelt er sich ebenfalls in ein Monstrum. Nach einiger Zeit erhebt es sich und tötet, und seine Opfer verwandeln sich ebenfalls und töten auch. Auch wenn es pietätlos klingt, die Leichen müssen zerstört werden, indem wir das Gehirn entweder irreparabel schädigen oder es vom übrigen Körper separieren.
Die Öffentlichkeit verlangt nach Tatsachen. Was wissen Sie genau?
Einiges wissen wir mit Sicherheit. Zum Beispiel, warum Sie töten. Sie töten aus einem einzigen Grund. Sie brauchen Nahrung.
Soeben erhalten wir von unserem Reporter beim Nationalen Krisenstab die Bestätigung, dass die Verbindung mit Detroit endgültig abgerissen ist. Das dürfte bedeuten, dass dort keine Menschen mehr am Leben sind. Das gleiche gilt für Atlanta,
überall.
Philadelphia und New York City. Die letzten Berichte aus Detroit und Atlanta besagen, dass sich dort ein unübersehbarer Zug von Toten durch die Straßen fällt und alles zerstört, was sich ihm in den Weg stellt.
Mein Großvater war ein Priester in Trinidad. Er pflegte zu sagen, wenn in der Hölle kein Platz mehr ist, kommen die Toten auf die Erde.
This is the Iron Curtain, a wall of concrete, iron and steel that separates the free world from the Kremlin slave empire. Shrouded in ominous silence are the barbed wire and electric fences, guard towers and mine chutes, armed patrols and floodlighted entanglements that span the perimeter of every communist dominated country.
Zijn nog robots, nog computers. Jullie weten dat in het begin van de 21ste eeuw men begonnen is met het produceren van mensen geselecteerd op basis van een genetisch programma bij de uitverkoren donoren. Zo heeft men de mooiste exemplaren gekregen. De grootste atleten. De grootste geleerden. Maar ook personen zonder gevoel, bestemd voor de ondergeschikte taken. Men was bezig met het programmeren van vogelmensen en vismensen toen door een fout of door boos opzet van de programmeurs een opstand uitbrak onder leiding van de eerzuchtigen. Ze waren op macht belust en wilden regeren. Daarna besloten enkele wetenschappers, bezorgd om de onsterfelijkheid, de inhoud van hun eigen hersenen over te hevelen in een siliconen geheugen van een computer. De machine moest het eeuwige lichaam zijn voor hun eeuwige geest. Jullie hebben vast horen spreken over de grote computer. Die heeft uiteindelijk zelf de vraag beantwoord. Aan grootheidswaanzin leidend dacht hij dat hij de incarnatie van de wijsheid was, verheven boven hen die hem maakte. Men moest toen tegen hem vechten om hem los te koppelen, te vernietigen. Dus zijn wij het, stervelingen, die vandaag het grootste avontuur van de historie beginnen. En ieder van ons kan zich, indien het nodig is, en dankzij de implanting in de hersenen van een bionische flow, in verbinding stellen met alle kennis van het heelal. Men kan moeilijke berekeningen maken in een oogwenk. Ja, wij stervelingen, voor wie de levensduur 100 jaar is, 120 hoogstens. Jullie kennen ons ruimteschip met zijn ionische aandrijvers. Onze snelheid zal heel erg hoog zijn. Maar zelfs als we op een dag de snelheid van het licht benaderen, die 300.000 kilometer per seconde is, dan nog hebben we 250.000 jaar nodig om onze melkweg te doorkruisen. Tientallen of honderden eeuwen zullen we nodig hebben om onze melkweg te onderzoeken. Om een bewoonbare planeet te vinden. Dat betekent dat niemand van ons het einde van de reis zal meemaken. Dat einde is voor onze nakomelingen, zo is dat. En op die dag zal er een enorme stap vooruit zijn gezet door de mensheid op zijn weg naar vooruitgang. En ruimteschepen zullen het heelal doorkruisen om de aarde te verbinden met de nieuwe veroveringen. Eens op een dag zullen we een nieuwe aarde vinden. Ja, op die dag, de dag waarop een van onze kinderen voet zal zetten op die nieuwe aarde, zullen we bij hen zijn.
Ik weet niet hoeveel je hebt, maar als je haalt.
Kijk die Container fern! Die Wind habe ich diese Kakerlaken!
Scheiße nochmal drauf, kannst du dich verlassen?
Könntest du nicht mal irgendwann mit Kacke und Scheiße aufhören?
Hey, verfick dich, Mann!
Was du denn machst du für einen Vater? Du weißt ja noch nicht mal, wie man eine Ehe führt! Ich bin jemals zu Hause gewesen, ohne dass...
stoned.
Ich bin nicht stoned. Du bist es.
Bradley.
I think you'll like it.
Mr. Trump's proceeds from Trump the Game will be donated to charity.
Dat staat de heren niet vlak. Maar deze vrouw heeft dan ook een cursus zelfverdediging gevolgd. Op een sportschool in Roosendaal leerde ze de verdedigingsgrepen. Pak een aanvaller bij de haren en hij is weerloos. Enkele kaakslagen kunnen hem dan uitschakelen. Wanneer de aanval van achteren komt, grijpen men de pink van de aanvaller stevig vast. Dat werkt feilloos. Vooral in combinatie met een schop. Als de aanvaller naar de keel grijpt, direct de armen omhoog strekken. Op de sportschool worden meer van deze afweermethoden onderwezen en worden de aan karate en jiu-jitsu ontleende trappen en grepen in groepsverband toegepast. Tot het programma van 10 lessen hoort ook het afweren van aanvallen met de hand. Een wurgpoging van achteren wordt afgeslagen door onderdoor draaien en bij de pinken pakken. Judo-leraar Janssens, die de minicursus op verdediging ontwierp, doet het zijn leerlingen, waaronder een groot aantal huisvrouwen, ook zelf voor. Wanneer de instructies op het kritieke moment goed worden toegepast, kan een aanvaller zonder angst onder handen worden genomen.
I am reading from the 5th chapter of 1 John. I'm going to use this as a text.
Dealing with this first 5 all week long. I'm going to read it again. Listen. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, I went through 3 of them. This is the 4th one. And this is nothing but an attack of the enemy that tries to bring despair, tries to let you know that it's fatal, you might as well give up.
I am reading from...
Don't get too quiet now. I'm reading from Psalm 145. Let me read that last verse to you again. Verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. We have...
In August 1945, nuclear war became a reality. When the United States dropped 2 atomic bombs on cities in Japan, 7 decades later, the arsenal...
The Pentagon, 500-kiloton warhead attack on the White House would create a fireball with a diameter of 1 mile.
You are vaporized. You are instantly one with the universe.
At virtually the same time as Russian bombs hit Washington, the U.S., Britain, and France strike Moscow with 80 warheads. The city becomes a field of flaming wreckage, and a million people are dead almost instantly. In Kansas, America's heartland, the first occupants arrive at a unique high-end survival bunker. Lavishly outfitted from the remains of a silo, that once housed an Atlas rocket, America's first intercontinental ballistic missile.
There aren't very many fallout shelters anymore. But people have decked out these missile silos into these luxury apartments. They cost more than $1 million. They have 5 years worth of food, they've got hydroponic growing systems, and apparently 70 people, that's a community, can live for 5 years and wait for the worst to blow over.
As the war expands worldwide, a Russian naval commander finds a target of opportunity in the southern Pacific. An American aircraft carrier docked in Australia at Sydney Harbor. The Russian commander launches a nuclear-tipped cruise missile at it to take it out. The carrier and its 6,000 crew members are instantly vaporized. 6,000 miles away, American nukes strike Beijing as the U.S. suspects Chinese involvement in the Sydney attack. Chinese submarines retaliate with nukes.
It is my... And you know how you can spot them, people? RCA Victor and Columbia records sell for $15, $11.50, $7.50, $6.98, $5.98, $4.98, $3.98, $2.98. You know what these red records sell for? $1.24 retail, 90 cents wholesale. Look here, this is an elementary school catalog for you school teachers. Lions, the name that merits your confidence, it says at the bottom. Look here, on page 55, they don't even beat around the bush. Children's Record Guild. And on page 57, Young People's Records. In fact, they're even selling the little puppet, the one you heard here tonight. I wish I had time to analyze the words of this record. Even the words are very scientifically placed records, and they're all analyzed by Dr. Bryan Jr. But here it says, the little puppet, child imagines he's a puppet. It's exactly what he's supposed to do. He is to have implanted in his subconscious that he can't do a stupid thing unless the puppeteer pulls the strings. And when she lets loose, he falls and says, did you fall, little puppet? And the word fall to a kindergarten student is a very traumatic word. All of it, beautifully, scientifically placed into this record. And this isn't the only one either, believe me. Been given to these youngsters, they're already inbred in them. Within 29 minutes, they're doing those very things. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Again, it's a very scientific procedure. The music, and it's primarily the beat of the drum. Through the beat of the drum, they are able to excite the excitatory reflex to a point where it crosses the built-in inhibitory reflex. And our young people are breaking down with cases known as artificial neurosis. Now, notice, Dr. William R. Sargent, and who taught, by the way, at Harvard University for many years, but he was from England, mentions the fact in his book, Battle for the Mind, that when you cross in a human being these two reflexes, you cause that person to suffer disorganized behavior. These teenagers would never do those things under normal circumstances, but people, this is not normal. I'm contending that the Beatles are causing our young people to suffer three things. Number one, they are completely demoralizing them.
We all got this table. Ich will, dass du mitkommst. Was soll das heißen?
Dass mein Krieg vorbei ist. Er greift niemals zuerst zur Waffe. Er schlägt nur zurück. Beim ersten Mal kämpft er für sich selbst. Beim zweiten Mal kämpft er für sein Land.
Los, bewegt euch!
Und jetzt...
Bambo, irgendwas ist schiefgelaufen.
Geht es um seinen Freund?
Goldman war ein guter Mann. Es tut mir wirklich sehr leid.
Sie wollen nichts mehr für ihn tun?
Was erwarten Sie denn von uns? Soll ich ein Delta-Team einen internationalen Konflikt provozieren?
Wer ist denn mit mir?
So wie du aussehen, du haben keine Ahnung von Krieg.
Ach ja, was Sie nicht sagen.
Sollte man Sie gefangen nehmen, werden wir nicht nur die Beteiligung an der Aktion, sondern auch die Kenntnis Ihrer Existenz leugnen.
Das kommt mir bekannt vor.
Wer
sagt schon.
Das werden Sie noch merken.
Ich weiß, er ist ein Freund. Aber das könnt ihr nicht tun. Ihr werdet uns beide sterben. Wofür denn?
Weil er es auch für mich tut.
Für wen hält sich dieser Kerl? Für Gott!
Gott kennt die Hand, aber er nicht.
Wer bist du?
Dein schlimmster Albtraum.
The year is 1951. These barrels of radioactive waste are being dumped into the Atlantic Ocean, 120 miles from the coast of New York City. The radioactive waste will remain deadly for hundreds of thousands of years, and it is hoped that it will remain isolated from man and the environment at the bottom of the ocean forever. The same operation took place in the Pacific Ocean, 25 miles from San Francisco, just off the Farallon Islands.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcast will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receivers. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Van macht en van gerechtigheid, voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn of niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd, leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht, voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw gena. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma een behoefte aan hebt. Met de schok gaan wij behoorlijk om met iemand te praten. Bel dan gerust dit nummer 050-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Oh, One sheep. Two sheep. Three sheep. Four sheep. Five sheep. Six sheep. Seven sheep. Eight sheep.
How little do we realize that we ourselves unconsciously project those problems so that we run continuously inside those imperfections of creation and be challenged again and again.